Good afternoon, ladies and gents. It's the afternoon traffic jam. Chris Clay hanging out with you. And of course, we always get the stars that drop by and check in with us. Today, we got an OG with us today. Original gangster.
Thank you.
Mr. Clifton Davis, welcome to the show, sir.
Thank you, Chris. It's a blessing. It's a pleasure to be here with you.
It's a pleasure to be sitting with you, man.
Oh, man.
Look, you know, man, we could sit here. You know, I used to watch Amen all the time.
You know, Amen was my favorite television show of all time that I did.
Right.
I guest starred on, you know, 20, 30, 40 shows, and I had a couple of series, but Amen was great. I loved being Reverend Reuben Gregory.
Absolutely.
With Sherman Hemsley, God rest his soul, and my dear, dear friend, Anna Maria Horsford, played Thelma.
Right.
It was fun.
Where's Thelma anyway?
She is in Hollywood. Actually, she's on her way to St. Louis to be honored by the Matthews Dickey Boys and Girls Club.
Okay.
She's taking my place since I can't get away from my show on Broadway that day.
So how do you get now? You're on Broadway right now.
Yes.
And you're doing the Aladdin.
I'm in Disney's new hit Broadway show, Aladdin.
And what part do you play?
I am the Sultan.
The Sultan.
I'm Jasmine's father. Princess Jasmine is my daughter.
Okay.
Yes.
So that'll work. Well, man, you're always busy, man. You have been so blessed.
Thank you.
You've been able to work, and work, and doing what you love, you know?
Now, that's the key. So many people, Chris, as you know, are out there working, slaving hard at some job that they hate.
They hate it.
And I want to encourage them to find something they love and then figure out how to make a living doing it.
That's right.
That's what you do.
Hey, man, I've done it. I've done radio 30 years, and now we have this other station that's feeding other stations, and so it's an internet station that's actually piped into other terrestrial stations.
I love that internet station business.
Man, that's where it's going, man.
That's what I'm hearing.
The 2015 cars are coming with internet on deck, so you can now punch in your favorite internet station. So we're just a little bit ahead of the curve, but we're making it happen, man.
I love it. Well, of course, you know, I've been on cable television for many years as the host of Praise the Lord on the Trinity Broadcasting Network. And I thank God for that opportunity because that gives me to share my ministry and allows for my arts to be used, and
speaking on that subject, I seen you on there one morning, and while you were on Amen, I just thought it was a role, you know. And to see you on the Gospel Network, I was like, wow, he really is all about the Lord, you know.
Yeah, I am a preacher. I'm about doing positive things and having letting God's goodness shine through. I think that's important. Yeah, sharing kindness, sharing love. Athletes against bullies.
Right. Which brings you to town.
Exactly. Is one way I think we can share the love of God. If you can help one kid to stop bullying, and if you can help one victim of bullying, you may have saved two lives right there.
Wow. So now this Athletes Against Bullying, is this all over the country or?
Well, you know, it's starting right here. In fact, our first event is taking off on October 27th at Firethorn Country Club. We're having a golf tournament, which I will be hosting personally, that will raise funds for Athletes Against Bullying. And some of the things we do is provide resources, counseling, and help and education for those students who are both victims of bullying, and we help young people break the chain of being bullies.
Right.
So many times cyberbullying is coming into
play
and so negatively impacting the lives of so many young people. Kids have been bullied to such a terrible extent that they've gone out and committed suicide.
Right.
So bullying not only hurts the person who's doing it, it hurts the person who's it being done to.
Absolutely. So now, are you with this foundation all the way through, or will you be traveling with them as they go to other places?
We're growing this thing, and I will be their host. SEU Promotions is the parent company.
Okay.
Athletes Against Bullies is the 501c3 arm, and I'm going to be the host of their golf tournaments in 25 cities around
right on,
our
man.
Nation.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. So if you're listening in other places, don't feel bad. You'll get to see Mr. Clifton Davis in your town.
That's right.
He'll be there.
We'll be going to such cities as, I even have a list of cities here. The dates I can't give you yet, but I'll be in Atlanta, Baltimore, Boston, Charleston, South Carolina, Charlotte, of course, Chicago, Illinois, Columbus, Ohio, Dallas, Denver, Detroit, Greenville, L.A., Miami, Nashville, New York, on and on and on.
Wow, man, you're going to be busy. How are you going to do your show and do all this, man?
Well, I'll be honest with you.
They might do a hologram with you, man.
This is next year when my contract is up with my show.
Okay.
And we're going to work it out so that, and the wonderful thing about this is, each of these events is on a Monday, which is my day off from Aladdin.
See, it all works out.
It all works out. God knows how to plan a program.
You know, you kind of, now we got that little business out the way, and I know that's why you're here, but you kind of switch gears on me kind of fast when we're talking about all the things that you were doing, like your movies and Broadway and you know, TV shows and stuff, because I was about to say, man, loan me some money. You tried to switch gears on me too fast.
No, you're missing it. You're missing it, man. Don't miss this now. Come on now. Don't miss this. I work this hard because I ain't getting paid that much. And if you ain't getting paid that much,
you gotta
then
work
you
hard.
Better hard, work hard,
you
buddy.
Keep
That's
working.
All I can tell you.
Hey, man, now let me ask you. Just because I'm in the business and I always wondered, you heard about a lot of people like back during the good time days and stuff like that where they didn't get royalties from the syndication.
That's right.
Were you fortunate to be able to get royalties from like Amen and TV shows like
that? Well, I did for a period of time, as any actor does who is a member of the Screen Actors Guild or of the American Federation of Television and Radio Artists, AFTRA, and now they're blended, the agency, both of those unions. We all get paid a certain amount at the end of each show.
Right.
Only special people, like the folks in Friends, get a back-end deal that when the show sells into syndication for $500 million, they get so many millions themselves. That didn't happen for us.
Oh,
we weren't allowed
that. You probably count that money in the background. I'm just picking at you, though.
In fact, I got a check from Amen the other day for use on cable television. And it was $3.18. That's right. $3.18 per episode.
You should have sent that back, man.
No. See, because there's 100 episodes.
Oh, okay.
That was $318.
That'll work.
That almost paid my cell phone
bill.
Hey,
man, I ain't mad at you.
You know what I'm saying?
You got to take what you can take.
You got to do what you got to do.
You know, but I've been very proud. You have definitely been one of the pioneers, man. And you opened the door for so many people like myself and other people that are younger than me to actually come through and be in this entertainment game, man. And I pick at you about your money and all that, but man, I am so proud of you.
Thank you. I know you're kidding.
I'm honored to be in your presence, man.
I am so happy to learn from time to time as I move through life of the lives that I've touched and that I've inspired. I heard from the fellow who won the Tony Award from our show, James Monroe Iglehart, who plays the genie. He's brilliant. He is absolutely brilliant. In fact, our entire cast in Aladdin is just wonderful. I'm honored to be working with such fine, talented performers. But he said to me, "You have no idea, Clifton." He said, "You have no idea how much of a legend and how much we look up to you." And I really had no idea. I don't live there. You know, I don't dwell there.
But, man, you've touched a lot and inspired lot of people.
And he just warmed my heart sharing with me that I inspired him as he was growing up.
Absolutely.
So I thank God for the opportunities and that I did the best I could with
them. So, Mr. Clifton, where are you from?
I'm from Long Island, New York.
Long Island, New York.
Yeah.
A New York guy.
Yeah.
Oh, man, you know. I don't like New York. It's too fast. It's too fast for me, man.
Well,
I'm a Southern boy, man. I'm from New Orleans.
Don't be a hater. Come on, Chris.
I got the new, but I got the Orleans behind it.
I love New Orleans. I was down there with... I was on tour with the Broadway musical Wicked for a year and a half.
Wow.
Before I got into Aladdin. And we played 6 weeks in New Orleans.
Hey, man. Well, I'm just glad you got some of that gumbo, man.
Oh,
you know,
mama.
I moved here with Katrina.
Oh, my goodness.
I got displaced with Katrina. So I'm actually starting my life over, and God has shown me how faithful he can be.
That's
because,
right.
Because he restored me, man.
I know you're here and all over the country.
Yes,
but
sir.
Do people know you're in Charlotte?
Yes, sir.
And, well, tell me, how are you enjoying this community?
It took me a minute because I come from an entertainment community. Charlotte is very sterile when it comes to that. But there's a lot of money here, and I love making money. So I'm loving it.
And they're good people.
And
there's
good people here.
Yeah,
you know, it takes a minute because the courtship, you know, like in New Orleans, a lot of people take you at face value.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, hey, man, I like you. Let's do some work tomorrow.
Right.
Here, people want to court you a little bit. They want to play golf and have lunch. And, you know, after you spend $6,000, then I'll do some business with you. You'll probably be broke and bankrupt by then. But, you
but
know,
it'll be worth it.
But it'll be worth it in the end, you know. So I'm enjoying it. This is going to be home now.
Uh-huh.
I'm not moving anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I was able to move my family and get out of there. And here we are. We're restored. And I get to sit with greatness.
Now, let me tell you why I asked that question. Because I've got some other business interests that might be happening in Charlotte, and because I'm associated with Athletes Against Bullies, I'm looking at the Charlotte area as a place to relocate when I finally finish working with this particular Broadway show.
Right.
So I'm thinking, I'm wanting to hear some inside
scoop.
Hey, man,
it's a good town.
I had wonderful lunch today, wonderful restaurants. I don't want to plug them, but they were really good breakfast and lunch today. Great restaurants, nice people.
Big banking town, a lot of money here.
Uh-huh.
Definitely a lot of good people, man. It's a big old city with a country feel.
Well, now listen, it's not my first trip down here. I come in every year. I have been the host of the Livingstone College Celebrity Golf Tournament for the last 7-8 years.
Wow.
With the folks up in Salisbury, North Carolina.
Never heard of the tournament, but now that I met you, I'm going to be following you, man.
All right, brother.
Because I know
June. You
know where the money is.
It's the third Friday in June.
I'm following you.
But I came to share with your audience that they need to support Athletes Against Bullies. Our first golf tournament here in the Charlotte area takes place on October 27th.
October 22nd.
This year, a Monday after Monday morning, and we'll be there raising funds. By the way, 80 to 85% of the donation or the money spent at this tournament is tax deductible.
Okay, that's
a
good thing.
Yes, absolutely. So please feel free to come and join us and have a great
time.
Well,
my golf game is not that great.
But sorry, you don't have to be good at it.
I try and hit the ball this way and go that way.
Oh, my goodness.
But, you know, I have fun with it. Normally, when I go out and play golf with my friends, they say after two holes, they say, look, man, just drive the cart and buy the beer.
That's pretty bad. But these are scrambles. This is a scramble where you don't have to play your own ball
all the
time.
So you don't have to
time.
Be a pro.
No.
You just come
you make
out.
Contribution. Maybe you make a putt and you knock it in the cup at the right moment, and in that moment you win the hole.
Okay.
You never know.
Hey, man, well, I'm down with that. Long as there's no pros, man, because I don't want to feel bad.
No, you won't feel bad.
Now, do you play?
Yeah, I do play.
How's your game?
My game is mediocre.
Mediocre. That's what they say until they take your money.
Firethorn Country Club.
That's where it's at. Well, Mr. Davis, thank you so much, man. You're an icon in my eyes.
Thank you, Chris.
And I'm just glad to be able to sit with greatness, and I give you flowers while you do, man.
Hey,
while you're still here on this side of the dirt.
Let me very humbly say thank you.
And you've definitely inspired me. You've inspired other African-American men that are looking at this entertainment thing, man. And I'm just glad that I got the opportunity to sit with you, visit with you, and you can bless our audience with your voice and your grace. I appreciate you, man. Thank you so much.
Shake my hand, brother.
Yes, sir.
Thank you so much.
Not a problem, man. And anytime when you come back, you got to come back.
All right.
When you come back, you got to come back.
Now, I'm going to take you up on that.
You got to.
So I may have some things to announce, and I want to
anytime,
I want to come and share it with you.
I'm the boss.
Thank you, boss.
I'm the boss. So anytime you get ready, you can come back, and we'll do whatever. We want to help whatever you got.
Okay.
You got an open invitation.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
I'll take it.
So as long as I can broadcast, you got an antenna.
All right.
That'll work. Well, ladies and gents, Mr. Clifton Davis, he's with Bullying Athletes Against Bullying, and they got a big golf tournament. Mr. Davis, one more time on the date.
The date is October 27th at Firethorn Country Club. Come on out and support it.
Yes, indeed. And you don't have to be a pro. You can just make a donation and, you know, try your luck like me. So definitely, we're back with more of your favorites in just a little bit. Keep it here at your iVibe Radio.